Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 37. Dear Gopal, by discharging the charge in my nervous system, I reached a point where I finally can begin to translate my body sensations into core projections and communicate them. But the formulation of my core projections doesn't seem to be on spot, if often formulated and tried several sentences. I would be happy if you might say some words how to find or know the correct core projection, or just keep communicating the core projections as good as I can frame them right now, even if it doesn't hit the central main projection yet 100%. Because I didn't feel much change by communicating my core projections, even not while doing it quite often. Kind regards. Okay. The projection we are talking about, just to explain it once again, is about danger that we believe the person that is close to us will do. So danger is an action on the outside, which is projected into the future. And a dangerous action from someone on the outside has only a few categories. And danger means from the viewpoint of a child. And this is crossing our borders or even becoming violent, aggression, attack, one category. The other is going away, leaving us alone, don't communicate with us anymore. The third category is to freeze ourselves, for example, taking drugs. It actually is another way of leaving us because we don't have another person with whom we can interact in a healthy way. And the fourth is manipulation. If the person interacts with us, so he or she doesn't attack us and he or she doesn't leave us, but interacts in a non-authentic way. So these are the categories, which makes it actually easier to find out what I'm thinking, what the danger is that is on the outside. And it's never something new. It's that what we experienced in childhood. So if you really don't know, just look what happened in childhood, how your parents, your surrounding interacted with you. And this is what you project onto the future, into the future. Most of the time, subconsciously. So if you can formulate something like that, it must be really coming from inside. Yeah, it must be something that you realize that you are doing it. It's not about philosophizing what it could be. Yeah, if you hit the point, you know it, and then you can formulate it. You can put it into phrases and sentences. And if you do that, of course, you need another one who is able to listen to that. We need both, because for energy to flow, we need two poles. Yeah, we need the one who talks and shares honestly what's there, and the other who's capable of hearing that. So these are the setting. This is the setting for this process. And it's not about doing it again and again. It has nothing to do with the amount. If you do it once, completely, totally, and there's another one who can hear that completely, it is dissolved. Yeah, it's in this moment dissolved, because sharing, which means sharing and listening, of course, and integration, and distance, this disidentification, is all the same. To give you some examples, it could be like that. For example, in my mind is the idea that you will leave me immediately as soon as I feel aggression. Or in my head is the thought that if I approach you, you will be misusing me. Or there's the idea that if I really tell you what's inside of me, you will manipulate me and exploit me. Or there's the idea, if I show you my needs, then you will run away. And it can even go so far that the idea may be that, for example, if I exist, you go away. Yeah, it is even possible that the whole existence has been denied by the parents. So this is to give you some orientation and some examples. I hope it makes it easier. And if it doesn't fit what you say, it doesn't fit 100%, and you see, you realize that there's no change, then communicate the rest. Yeah, it's about sharing what's there. Sharing your body sensations, your emotions, your projections. If you see that sharing what's in your mind doesn't really change things, then start with the emotions. Just share what's there. I feel sadness, there is joy, whatever. Yeah, and the body sensations. And on the other side, there may be some people who have almost no access to their emotions. For them, it's the same. Start with the body sensations and communicate the mind, the mental content. It's enough to share what's there, really. It's what you try, maybe what you're talking about here, maybe a subtle attempt to avoid the actual sharing. Yeah. Maybe you try to find the projection and this separates you from what's there inside of you. Yeah, it can be a subtle trick of your system to avoid the actual contact, because the actual contact is always sharing what's there. There's nothing we have to find out. There's nothing we have to change. We don't have to cross our borders, nothing. What's there has to be communicated. Yeah. And if you sit there and try to find out what it is, then you're already disconnected from what's inside of you. So I would really recommend or suggest to leave this idea, to forget this idea, to find the core projection and just share what's there. And then it will come to a transformation.